on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about feeling energy. How can releasing energetic clutter release other clutter in your life? Where in your life do you have energetic clutter? When was the last time you evaluated your space to see how it felt? Learn tips to feel energy as we finish our month focusing on fall.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
First, everyone, have a great Halloween tomorrow. Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday. I put up Halloween decorations way early. This year, I put them out after Labor Day and went up and surprised my father when he retired. So I would have put them up actually probably at Labor Day. I've got a little wreath I put in the door. Anyway, I get all excited for Halloween. So it came out a little bit later and did around mid-September. But anyway, I'm an adult, so I get an adult and choose when to put up Halloween decorations. And thankfully, my husband loves me no matter when I put them out. So tomorrow, be safe. Get lots of candy. Have a good time. Take lots of pictures. Please, please, please do not pull a Jimmy Kimmel challenge and see how your kids react to when you steal candy. I saw that, and that doesn't make me this doesn't make me happy, especially when some kids get upset. And anyway, it was just, that's my soapbox moment for today. Don't do the Jimmy Kimmel challenge. While it's quite telling of kids' early development of personalities, find another way to get on TV. Just please reconsider if he does this challenge again. Every time I see it, just makes my heart ache. Today was inspired because I have become more sensitive to the space around me and think it's so important to have your space feel good. I do space clearings, not only for myself, but for clients, and I love them, and I think it's really important. You clean your house regularly. Why wouldn't you also clean the space? This is something you can have a lot of fun with and get really creative. I have a sound bowl. I'm looking at it over here. I also like to use sage and aromatherapy. I get told so often how nice our home feels. And I think that's a combination. We're kind of homebodies. I think the cats bring a lot of good energy to it. But I also clean the space on a regular basis. That's something that's really important to me. I want good energy here. This is my place to relax, have peace and quiet, be with my family. And if I'm going to clean on a regular basis, why wouldn't I clear the space? The energy of it. Clearing energetic clutter helps release other clutter. So for instance, if you have physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, perhaps you have relationship, health, financial clutter, when we work on one area, it automatically helps us in another. Now, it's not going to be an instantaneous, wow, I've seen something clear, but as you continue to clear your clutter, remember everything's energy. So that's going to help you shift, that's going to help you change, it's going to help you be able to release other clutter more easily. And remember, the inside is reflected on the outside. So if you have a lot of anxiety, you're overwhelmed, you're stressed out, that's going to be reflected in your outside environment. And everything is energy. So again, if we start to shift that energetic clutter, it's going to help shift other energies in your life. So what exactly is energetic clutter? Everything is made of energy. Some people believe this from a spiritual perspective, but there's also physics proof. And again, I always encourage you, Google. Google's your best friend. Do your own research, but everything is made of energy. To me, energetic clutter can come in many forms. It can come in the form of people. The example that I use on a regular basis, because I feel most people have experienced this, is Have you ever walked into a room right after an intense argument? You've probably heard the expression, the air was so tense you could cut it with a knife. This is what I'm talking about. So that's that energy, the anger and the argument. That's the energy hanging out afterwards. So you can have energetic clutter between people. Your rooms, your office, areas where you are may feel sticky, or maybe they feel unwelcoming. Have you ever just walked in a place and it just doesn't feel good? Friends and family, other people's energy. How are you affected by other people's energy? Have you met someone and just immediately wanted to take a shower? Or maybe you met someone and you guys just were on the same vibration. You got along immediately. There was an instant connection because that's some energy stuff going on. And an empath is someone who really feels other people's energy. They absorb it and take it on, whereas most people don't take it on as much. And finally, chakras. You can get your chakras clogged and have stuck energy in them. First, I'd like to share some thoughts about energy. To your physical senses, energy is real and can be perceived. You might not be aware of it, and it's okay if you aren't. I like to say often, awareness is half the battle. The more you become aware of something, you can change it. The more you become aware of something, you can release it. The more you become aware of something, you can create it. Emotions and physical sensations are energy that can move from one person to another. People can throw energy at you, and energy can stick to you and be blended with others' energies. Therefore, you can also release energy. Without thinking about it too much, write down what you feel your energetic clutter is. And it's been my experience and experience of a lot of people I know and have worked with that if we think too much about something, it might not be the right answer. I don't like to use the words right or wrong, but I feel our intuitive, that quick first hit is usually that deeper knowing, that deeper knowledge. So I encourage you to not think about this too much. And as an exercise, what you might want to do throughout is, again, whatever first comes to mind, write that down.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Evaluate your space. So pick your room, your area. Let's take time to evaluate it. How do your rooms feel? What words, sensations, feelings would you use to describe? And again, I'm a huge fan of what comes right off the top of your head. Don't get your mind in the way and try to think about it too much. So some examples might be sticky, stagnant, stuck, happy, joyful, creative, energized, sad, disoriented, overwhelmed, yucky. Take the time, and I'd encourage you to write it down about how your rooms feel. Evaluate them. Get as descriptive as you can. Here are the ways people feel energy. If you're not used to feeling energy, this is a good guide to help get you started. It's been my experience that people tend to feel energy strongly in one area and maybe a couple others. When you become aware of how you feel energy, then you can focus on this to help you clear any energetic clutter that you have. So clairsentience is feeling energy from your body. This is one of the ways that I feel energy. The best example that I have is sometimes my body will just feel like it's on fire. If I have a strong reaction to something, it's just this burst of energy. And if I have been working on myself and I sometimes feel a huge release. Again, it's just like a big burning whoosh, and then everything's gone. But I feel it in my body. It might feel a sensation of tingling. I a lot of times will feel energy swirling in my hands. When I sit down and concentrate, that's one way I feel energy. Most people are probably familiar with clairvoyance, which is seeing. I am not clairvoyant. I very rarely see something. And people that I've talked with who feel energy this way tell me that they'll see colors or their little leafy pictures, or they will see like a little movie. So that's how people who are clairvoyant see energy. Because remember, it's all just energy. Hearing, clairaudience. This is the other way I very much feel energy, which is kind of ironic because I wear hearing aids in both ears and don't have very good hearing. But this is that inner knowing, that inner sensing. The best example I can give is I was living in Los Angeles and I was on my way to an interview and I heard move out of the lane. And I followed it. I didn't question it, which I think we can sometimes do. Is that my intuition? Is it something else? Got out of way and the car behind me ran into the car in front of me, which would have been me. So again, everything's energy. So that's just hearing the energy talk. Smelling, clear scent. I know of no one that has this ability. I think it would be really cool. Touching, this is another area that people might be familiar with, psychometry or clairtangency. I have a friend that does this. So he can touch an object, he feels the energy, and then he gets stories, words that come to his mind, and he's able to explain what he's seeing or feeling. Clairempathy is motions. You can pick up on someone who's sad, angry, because again, you're feeling that energy, you have a good sense of what's going on. And finally, tasting. Again, this is another area where I know of no one who has this ability, and it's called clairgustance. So play around with it. If there's something you feel that's really neat, then ask for guidance, ask for support. No matter what your mode is, whether it's the universe, God, whatever you feel comfortable with, say, hey, I'd really like to feel energy this way, and then see what happens. But I'd encourage you to figure out what ways you feel energy best, and then you can use that going forward when you're going to clear your room and clear energetic clutter. How do you feel energy? In the list that I previously mentioned, was there an area you felt drawn to? Is there an area you'd like to explore? Again, right off the top of your head, what do you feel? Feeling energy. Here's what I'd encourage you to do. Close your eyes, sit quietly, and ask for guidance. Then listen. That's where a lot of people get tripped up. Our guidance sometimes speaks in a very small voice, not in a loud, booming, godlike voice. Did anything immediately pop into your head? Were you able to feel energy or sense energy? Or did you see something? What was your experience like? I'd encourage you to do this exercise more than once. Do it at different times of day or in the evening. Do it when you've just woken up, maybe when on the weekend when you're relaxed, or try it when you're busy during the week. Play around with it. Remember, the key here is to have fun. The more relaxed you are, the easier it will be for you to experience energy. Feeling energy, practice. Ask to feel what heavy feels like, light, stuck, flowing. Look at the lists that you use to describe the rooms or areas in your space. Ask to see how those things feel. Here's a little exercise when you're sitting quietly with your eyes closed. And when we close our eyes, that allows our mind or our ego or our mental body to move out of the way and just, again, come from that deep knowing. Sit with your palms, face up, open wide, and practice moving energy from one palm to the next. Say, okay, I have some swirling energy here. That's how energy feels for me. It feels like a little tornado swirling around in my palms. So just as if you would have a ball. Imagine a ball in your hand, but it's a ball of energy. Can you move it from one palm to the next? What other ways would you like to try to move energy? Would you like to have your fingers wide open like you're combing through the energy and practice feeling that way? Ask your guidance. How would your guidance like you to feel energy? How do you feel energy? What exercises did you do to feel the energy? What was your experience like? Would you like to try other ways to sense energy? What other questions do you need to ask yourself when it comes to feeling energy? Take actions. Record where you have energetic clutter in your life. Create a plan to release energetic clutter. Evaluate the rooms or areas in your home or office to see how they feel. Explore ways to feel energy. Discover how you feel energy best. Practice feeling energy. Next month, we're talking about the holidays. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.